good day way of waking up, having you rise and shine. Let's see, Roberta, the queen of sheep. Until Wednesday, we think. So, well, I control everybody.
So exciting.
Yes, right, very exciting.
Keeps you guessing.
Jennifer
She's mysterious.
Back on Wednesday as well. Heather Bachman is here with Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. We have a number of things cooking on Facebook and Twitter. Richie, would you like to summarize our Labor Day? This is, by the way, a live program on Labor Day. We are live as we are on all other holidays. I forget Thanksgiving. Earlier,
oh, yeah.
Going through all the list of all of the holidays. It's Monday, September 3rd, Labor Day 2012. We have gone through a number of exercises in terms of you and your... Didn't we ask on Facebook about your boss? Do you have a good boss?
We did.
A bad boss or an Most people are saying,
We asked you to describe your boss.
Yeah.
Or if you are the boss, tell us what kind of boss you are.
Right. Bossy boss.
Yeah.
A bossy boss.
A bossy boss.
Yeah. Boss. That's how we call the cows, by the way. Come, boss! Come, boss! The boss. We're looking for the boss cow.
You didn't know that, Richie? I've heard you do that before. It kind of scares me when you do that.
Really?
Yeah, a little scary.
Coming up later in the hour, our video of the day, plus our television report in this hour. Some interesting news about a very well-known actor. I watched The Good Wife last night,
yeah.
Which is one of my faves, and it was, as usual, very penetrating, I would say almost riveting. The storyline is always two or three. These good dramas on television always have at least two or three plot lines that go through each of the hours. So you can, and CBS has really some good dramas. And man, are they hyping all the networks.
That one's produced by Tony Scott.
It was.
The late Tony Scott.
Right, yeah, Ridley Scott. So the show that they're plugging most was what they call number one new drama last year, and that's Person of Interest with Caviezel.
Oh, also one of those.
That's
top on your
show.
Chart, right?
Yeah, that's a very cool show. Speaking of cool, this is where you put your mind into gear. A picture in your mind, and let's see if you can visualize a Mercedes truck called the Enviro.
Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has purchased a new Mercedes Unimog U1300. It's not street legal in California, but he has adopted his. And you should see this thing. I'd hardly wait. You'll not see anything else like it. It's a Mercedes pickup truck, but it's on monster wheels. I mean, it's amazing. $250,000 he paid.
He took a lot of heat. Oh, yeah, I see it here.
See it? Yeah.
Yeah. He took a lot of heat for, he was one of the first guys to have a, what do they call it? The Hummer.
Hummer.
The full-size Hummer.
Right, yeah.
And that thing rolling up and down the highways of California. Good Lord, look at this thing.
Isn't that amazing?
I've never understood Hummers. We're not at war. Like, why is that necessary to drive around in those vehicles?
Well, that's not just cool. That's not the... You're showing...
Cool for the environment, too.
No, but you see, you're showing your political stripes.
Please.
Yeah. You're suggesting that people don't have a right. They do have a right to drive anything they want to. It may be... It isn't about whether it's necessary.
But it's
necessary.
Not like an economy
but
car
doesn't make any
designed
difference.
To
that's not
do
the
some
point.
City driving.
That's not the point. If you don't want to drive one, then you ought not to drive one.
Right.
Right. If Arnold wants to drive one, Arnold ought to be able to drive. Is it responsible? Yeah. I mean, I might say that it's a little over the top, but that's a value judgment, and it has not to do... I mean, you asked the question, it's an interesting question. What do you need it for? We don't need
just
it
because
for.
It's fun.
Right. We don't need to do this radio program either.
Yeah. Doug Steffen, you get over here and stand up. I'm going to stand on your shoulders and climb up in my new truck.
Yeah.
Look at this thing. The wheels are taller than you are.
You have to climb up to get into it. I'll be curious to see the first time I'm driving around Santa Monica this winter to see this, because he is around a lot.
Come on, Heather. I take you for a ride in my new truck. I'm single now.
Yeah.
I pick you up and throw you in.
I thought they were
call
trying.
Me a little woman.
Give me your foot, little woman.
Okay.
I chuck you up inside.
They're becoming silly now. All right.
It's Monday.
It is. It's also Labor Day. Richard.
I need a little silly.
Do you really? Need a little silly. All right. So here's the story This isn't silly, but it's very, very, very inspirational. The blinded soldier, Lieutenant Brad Snyder, he lost his eyesight in a battlefield explosion in Afghanistan. This weekend, he beat the world's best blind swimmers in the 100-meter freestyle final at the London Paralympics.
Wow.
This was at the Aquatic Center. There were eight competitors. None of them could see. Lieutenant Snyder, a former Naval Academy swimmer, ex-Navy bomb diffuser, posted a winning time of 57.43 seconds. He was a second faster than Bozen Yang from China, who took a silver. "It was my first final, my first medal," he said after the race. "An immense amount of relief. A lot of uncertainty as to whether he'd be fast enough." He actually hadn't timed himself much at all, and neither had his coaches. They just said, "Do the best you can," and he did, and he won. A blind swimmer.
That's amazing. I'm
trying again to imagine. I close my eyes when I'm in the water.
Mm-hmm.
But I also run into the sides of the pool.
I heard a story the other day that absolutely blew my mind. In the Paralympics, they have blind bicycling.
How do you do that?
Ooh, that's a little trickier, I would imagine.
It's a tandem bike, so I'm going to assume that one person has sight and the other person doesn't, but I don't know for sure. I'm going to read it here. I'll let you know in a second here.
All right, so why don't we do something else, Richie, while you're reading. In a moment, two politicians square off, one against the other, and the only reason that I'm bringing it up is because it's amazing. It's kind of, in a way, wonderful is the word I'm using for this relationship between two stellar stallions in one of the parties and what they're all about. And I'll give you just a little bit more insight into it. The only reason that I say I bring it up is because a great people story. It's great to imagine what the reality is of this relationship. I'll tell you more about that in a moment here in Good Day.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
CTU? Where's 24?
You gotta write
CTU. Huh? Where's 24? We need 24. Where's that movie?
Is that movie?
The movie's supposed to, I think they're going to do it Kiefer is done with his show, and then they're going to do the 24 movie. Wait and see, Richie. All right, so
the show's on for 10 years. I mean, that's
probably. No, I'm talking, I mean, it's.
Oh, you mean when they're done for the season?
When they're done for the season. Yeah, exactly. 800-510-8255. We're talking about the realities, if you will, of politics. Well, we aren't, but we are. And only from a, because it's not a political program, don't take sides. If there's a conversation about both sides or not at all, even though it's fairly clear how one might vote, if listening to the conversation correctly or closely, you find a little bit of a bias on one side or another. I find this to be extraordinarily interesting, mostly because I am very fond of Bill Clinton as a person, and I actually liked, even though I didn't vote for him, I liked what he did as president for the most part. Never mind his personal life. I'm just talking about, as a president, I think he did a lot of really good, constructive things. I don't feel that way about the present occupant of the White House. And it's very interesting. There, if you go back in history, and I'm sort of a history buff, I remember Teddy Kennedy and Jimmy Carter. Remember when Teddy Kennedy ran against Jimmy Carter for the nomination?
Right.
Okay.
And then what developed after their relationship soured and never recovered. As a matter of fact, got worse over the years because Carter is so preachy, and he never really played well in the Democratic sandbox. So he became an outsider and ostracized, by the way, from a lot of the party, by a lot of the party functionaries. And then he became friends with Gerry Ford, and a lot of them didn't like that either. So you go back to that era, and then you fast forward to 2012. The relationship that Barack Obama has with Bill Clinton can be described as loathsome or loathing. They
really
don't like each other at all.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh, awful. Or good, depending on your point of view. And it has nothing to do with Hillary has her own relationship with Barack Obama.
I wonder if Hillary and Michelle have the same.
No. Well, they don't. I think there's a standoffishness. You don't put them. You've never seen them in the same room together.
It's funny you mentioned that. I don't remember ever seeing a picture of them together.
No, never.
No. There's no love lost between. But it was expedient for Hillary, and it was also expedient for Obama because he needed somebody. I mean, look at the rest of the heads of the various departments. They're all horrible. And Hillary has stood out because she's done an outstanding job as Secretary of State.
No, there are plenty of pictures of them together.
Really?
Hillary and Michelle?
Yeah.
And how do they look? Warm,
fine.
Friendly.
Yeah,
good.
Fine.
Yeah. You see a lot of pictures of Bill Clinton and Obama together. That doesn't mean that they get along. Interesting that Clinton will be on Thursday night delivering the nominating speech for Obama. Do you remember the last time around when Hillary is running? Obama is incompetent.
I've seen the commercials of Clinton pimping Obama, and
they do not like
their relationship. Yeah,
they don't like.
Surprising.
Well, no, it's not. It's expedient, in a sense. Listen, Bill Clinton loves the spotlight, loves the limelight.
Yeah, he does.
And so, in this circumstance, he can be the star. He'll be the star of the convention more than will Obama. But it's just interesting, again, sort of visualizing. We all know how people are that don't like each other, that have to be together. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Yeah. 24 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Labor Day program. If you want to join us, you may. 800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Heather at DougSteffen.com or Rich at DougSteffen.com. Our video of the day today.
This is classic.
This is a video you really ought to check out. A man playing a typewriter who's part of an orchestra. Playing the typewriter as part of the orchestra.
And he's kind of got this, what's that, Bean?
Yeah,
that British comedian guy.
Yeah, he's got that look.
Oh, right, yeah.
He's kind of got that attitude to him.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks up with his typewriter, and the conductor is very flustered with him.
Very British.
But when they get going, it's really very, very cool.
Yeah. All right, you got some.
He gets into it here.
Yeah. Reminds me a little of Victor Borgo. I was watching it. Cute. All right, so you might have... Hey, check it out at DougSteffen.com. Take our poll about what you're doing special for Labor Day. If you'd share that with us, that'd be cool. This thing about audio and video and stuff. Last night, as I was drifting off, at one of the PBS specials on one of we have four PBS stations within the sound of my voice here. So you pick up any number of things. And they're often the same, or they're doing the same bill of fare. Sometimes they're a little different. There was Chris Isaac. I don't know, or I didn't know that much about it. For some reason or another, I thought Chris Isaac was, what's that guy that I don't like who's the magician? Chris, what's his name, Richie? Who's answering the, nobody?
I am, so.
Oh, you're thinking
what's your
about
question?
Chris, the magician that
the
I don't
angel,
like.
Angel.
Chris Angel. Angel.
Mm-hmm. That's it, okay. So Chris Isaac is a
singer.
But is he a country singer? Is he a pop performer?
Yes. All of the above. His roots are in country, but he kind of has this alternative. It's kind of like an alt country, alternative country type feel to it.
He was on this PBS special. He was doing all kinds of music that appeared to be from the 50s and 60s, the early era of rock. And interpreted really great interpretations of some of the great music of the 50s and 60s.
Yes.
And he did a version of Elvis's Wise Men Say that
Can't
blew
stop
me away.
You.
Yeah, it blew me away. It was wonderful.
Yeah, he's kind of an alt rock or an alt country guy, and alt country gets its roots from the rockabilly movement. Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought it was very, very well done. So there's something else for us to think about. Don't forget, television in the focus. I've been thinking a lot this past week since Neil Armstrong died. As a matter of fact, it was one of those things that touched me because you know how I love NASA and the space program. I was thinking about what Armstrong in that period meant as a kid growing up. America embarked on a great journey, on an inspiring journey. Breakthroughs in science, medicine, computing, physics, the things that made our country and the world a better place. And I compare that with what's going on today. And again, this is just sort of what's in my mind and on my mind. And maybe on a day like today, you think about it a bit more because you'd like to see more people happier in what they are doing to make a living. But what are we doing today in our country? How are we inspiring people? We are all worried about pretty much balancing either the federal budget or our own. We're all worried about our health care or government health care and our health in general. There's nothing, you know what I'm saying? Do you get the drift? There's nothing that challenges us to greatness.
Mm.
Nothing that inspires us. It's all maintenance. It's all take care of. It's all sort of buying off people away from their problems instead of the wonder that happened during Armstrong's time. And I'm not even sure he was a creative genius. The fact that he was the first guy on the moon.
He just had big guts.
Yeah.
Lots of guts.
And he also understood how the machine worked. And so we think about that, and this is 40 years ago, and bring us to today. And I think what I'm doing is yearning for, not necessarily us to go backwards, but to find some more of that greatness in ourselves and to move it ahead. 29 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm on my farm in Massachusetts along with Heather Bachman. We are here to celebrate in our dutiful way this thing we call Labor Day.
Did you just say dutiful?
I did. As a matter of fact, Richie, right. Dutiful.
Thank you.
Is that a word I shouldn't be using? Is that, an age-specific word?
It's kind of fun.
Is it? Yeah, it is. Dutiful. You know what was fun? Seeing the blue moon.
Oh, yeah, wasn't that nice?
This weekend, what a slideshow and a sideshow. What a beautiful. I was thinking about that old song, Blue Moon. Mm. You saw me standing alone, but more than that.
Why am I shocked?
That's the end of the song.
Yeah.
That's what the song's all about, really. It's just one of those things. It wouldn't happen. The moon gets bigger as the year goes on. So when we have the harvest moon, which will be the next full moon.
Oh, those are always great.
They are just big.
They don't even
want
light
right in your backyard, right?
Right. Yeah. And then there'll be another one toward what would be the third if we have four. So it'll be the end of the third week of October when it'll be really big, and then somehow or other it changes once you get into November. Isn't it awful? We're talking about November. Halloween everywhere. The next, and that's not even really a holiday. We have a couple of Jewish holidays, I think, this week, don't we? Is it this week or next week that there are a couple of Jewish holidays?
Nice to check.
There are.
Well, actually, at the end of September, there is.
No, there's usually. Yeah. I think it's closer in. We'll check it so that we don't sound silly. At any rate, the next really big holiday is probably November, right, with the Veterans Day. In the meantime, there are a lot of people today that are just flat. You can feel it. You can sense it. My job is to bring you up and to have you feel better about yourself in the day. But there's nothing really to be excited about in terms of the American worker at the moment. We were talking about that earlier. What do you have to be thankful for? As a matter of fact, that's our sort of social media question today on Facebook and Twitter. What about your job do you like? What about your boss? How about things? Have you gotten a pay raise? Who's gotten a raise? People aren't getting raises now, are they? Unless you work in the government. Government, you get lots of raises.
Well, not really.
What do you mean, no, not really?
They're getting raises, but it's like 1%. Right.
Huh.
Something like that.
But in the real world, who is getting raises? And how is it...
Not a lot of people.
...that the discretionary income is such... Well, that's part of the problem. That's why the economy is flat, because there isn't any discretionary income. So people that are involved in those things... Did you see, for example, this summer, more boats on the lake or fewer? Did you see more?
Did I have a chance to go to the lake?
Well, I was. That's a rhetorical question that I'm asking anybody and everybody. Did you see more boats out in the ocean? Have you, by the way, this weekend off the coast of Cape Cod, there was a massive shark that washed up on the beach down there.
Really?
Weighed 1,600 pounds.
Ooh.
Was on the border of Rhode Island and Massachusetts. Some fishermen spotted it. It was 13 feet long.
Isn't that where the movie Jaws takes place, is up there?
Jaws was done on Nantucket. Amityville is actually... now I can't remember which village it was in, on Martha. Now, you know what? Now I'm Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard, and I can't remember which of the two. But it was, anyway, it was done there. And it was done late in the season after everybody had left.
Mm.
So what looked like, you know, the way the...
It was
the,
cold, yeah.
Yeah, it was cold. But everybody had to sort of buck up and make it look like it was, you know, a wonderful time. It was, I think, either late September, early October.
Yeah, Martha's Vineyard.
Martha's Vineyard, yeah,
yeah.
Okay. But Amityville is actually where, Richie? Which town is it? Is it the harbor? I'm trying to remember which town it was, if you've looked it up already.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Anyway, the point is that this is pretty scary stuff, especially the way the news media has presented it around here. This whale was stone cold
Babylon.
Dead. Was it Babylon?
Babylon.
Babylon?
Mm. Amityville is a village in Babylon.
No, no, I'm talking about
County.
Where it was really.
Oh, okay.
And what village it really was on Martha's Vineyard.
Mm.
All right, so we're bopping around here back
it's
and forth.
It's a big shark.
It is.
Big fish, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
It's a big fish.
Big, big, big. Nobody knows why it died, but the news media scared the hell out of everybody.
Of course they did.
Because this 1,600-foot shark washed ashore, but it was dead! Hello?
I bet they used the word...
D-E-A-D, dead.
What adjectives did they use in this story?
Like monster killer. Whale washes ashore!
Yeah.
Well, monster whale. Monster shark! And they showed pictures of its teeth. And then the video of sharks in the water, you know, anything it could do, the news media could do to scare you. And the thing was dead. Not that I'm interested in encountering a white shark myself alive, but the fact that the news media played it like it did is just...
It's a nasty-looking thing.
Oh, yeah. I think they're really ugly anyway.
Yeah.
They're really, and they've been the same, they're one of the few beings that have been unchanged on the planet for millions of years, like the turtle.
Yeah.
The shark and the turtle haven't changed much at all. You know that, right?
Yep.
Shark and turtle, not much of a change. All right, so that's the story of the, that story is out actually at DougStephan.com as well. I don't know why do we put that up there? I don't want to scare people. Keep you from going to the beach.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting also how the weather has changed. There's like somebody pulled a curtain down. Have you noticed where you are, Richie, and where I am up here, the whole eastern part of the country, it's like somebody pulled a curtain on the warm temperatures. This is very nice.
Not here.
Oh, you have warmth?
It was 95 degrees on Saturday.
Right, was it humid?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
See, we haven't had that. We've had really
we've had a lot
nice
of rain
warmth.
This past week.
Have you?
Yeah.
We'll have rain. Well, you got the end.
Yeah, we got Isaac rolling through here.
Right, and we'll have a little bit and piece of it probably tomorrow and through into, I guess, a little bit into Wednesday. But it's all gone. And there's a storm coming up from the south that was some other tropical. Isn't there some other tropical?
After that?
Yeah.
See, I had only heard about the Tuesday. Wednesday, I knew we were getting...
No, but there's something...
Forward.
Yeah, that's... look at the trail. That's also another interesting thing. Look at the trail of this hurricane. What are you laughing at?
You.
Why?
You're just full of interesting things. Ooh, look at this. Oh, well, look at that.
Well, life is pretty interesting.
It is.
I'm thinking of the trail. This hurricane came across the Southern Caribbean, touching Venezuela, then wailed over Cuba, came into New Orleans, went up the Mississippi, sort of turned toward Michigan and Indiana and Ohio, and then has sort of filtered down, dropped down, southwestern Pennsylvania down into where you are, Richie.
Yep.
And now the entrails of it are floating up toward New England. So imagine the life and normally our weather comes from the west. That's the norm. And that there was a weather center.
You know, Rich, he's right. This is interesting. That is very interesting.
Yeah.
It came from a different direction.
Yeah,
it's not common.
No. The hurricanes that we are usually affected by are the ones that bounce off the coast of Florida, hit land in North Carolina, and then sort of they always kind of lose it when they hit Cape Hatteras. That's kind of where they lose. But there's always a lot of rain left over, and there are surges. And that affects New York and usually the beaches. But they hit the Cape and it slows them down. The land masses really do slow the storms down. So you got to figure this Isaac thing isn't that it was so powerful. It got in the way of the jet stream and the jet stream carried it.
Yeah.
After it hit the upper Midwest, it got blown by the jet stream. Which I did find interesting. Thank you, Heather.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Heather. Even if you don't find me interesting, Richie.
You know,
Heather,
Doug, Heather, I know what you were.
I find you comical.
Interestingly comical.
Really?
Rosh Hashanah is what you were thinking of. When we were speaking of Jewish holidays. Rosh Hashanah is coming up on September 16th through the nightfall of the 18th. But also we have the Fast of Gedaliah on September 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go into Yom Kippur, which is what I was thinking of.
Right.
On September 25th through the 26th.
Right.
And then the biggest one is the Sukkot.
Sukkot.
Yes.
Sukkot.
That is party S-U-K-K-O-T. Central.
S-U-K-K-O-T.
I have actually been to one, which starts on September
30th. I want to be Jewish. I'm reading all these Jewish holidays.
This
no
is
work
big
is
party
permitted.
Time. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, this holiday work is permitted. This holiday work is not permitted. No work permitted. No
the
work
Sukkot
permitted.
Is party time, Rich. I'm talking seven
really?
Days, eight crazy nights. Yes.
All right, I'm going to fix your body after you party. In the Jewish
holidays,
style,
yes.
You're going to have overeaten, and you're going to be wondering about whether this was the right thing to do. Fasting, maybe. Well, I talked to somebody this weekend that's been on a fast for 13 days.
Oof.
It was one of those standard process fasts, Richie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those things are great. I did that.
Right, but not for 13 days. You didn't.
Yes, I did.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was 3 weeks, actually.
This guy has gotten to the point where he wants to eat everything that's walking by in front of him. He's everything.
Well,
he
I would tell you,
eat.
On that standard process fast,
you're
not hungry. As a matter of fact, you're like, you feel bloated.
Is that like the lemonade diet? That
no,
pepper,
it's vegetables,
lemon?
Vegetables, 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 okay. Vegetables, vegetables.
Well, all of their products. Are all made from vegetables. From
right.
Real,
you eat just a ton of vegetables and juice.
All right. Here's one of the things that you can do. You don't have to fast. Getting involved with the folks as I have at Youngevity, I found a way to avoid 900 different diseases and keep yourself in shape by using 90 essential nutrients every single day. You've been finding out more about this, Heather.
Oh, yeah.
You're pretty conscious about your health.
I joined.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Heather's an example of people who, you go to DougStephanTeam.com, you see what's in there that's good for you, and I think you can't help but be convinced that this stuff is all of the products that are there. When you listen to Joel Wallach and some of his lectures that are posted at DougStephanTeam.com, here's a fellow who has been through the mill when it comes to people discerning, trying to discredit his work, and he always comes out with flying colors for one reason and one reason only, because what he says makes sense. He is right. He's one of the doctors that's testing and recommending all these longevity anti-aging products. The way to stay in good health is to stay in shape. And the way to stay in shape is to have things in your body that are addressing the needs of your body. We all need minerals. We all need vitamins. We need amino acids. So if you go to DougStephanTeam.com and click on, when you've gone through, you'll see a video that's aimed at describing what the Healthy Start Pack is, all these various and sundry essential minerals, vitamins, that sort of thing. So you get on those, and they naturally keep your body healthy, slim, and trim. It's a wonderful way to help yourself. And then you can learn how to help others after they see how much you're glowing, how much you've improved. They say, well, what have you been doing? Well, let me tell you about this. And they get on it, and they get their friends on it, and that's how you start a neat business. It's 855-309-TEAM. Join the fastest-growing work-from-home business in America, 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326 or at DougStephanTeam.com.
Now, this is the way guys like to shop. With buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam. Buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Clubroom. Casual and dress pants from Haggar, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits. Buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names. Buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Call it the barbecue or grill, it's a staple in American cooking. Grilling is an easy way to make a simple and delicious meal while spending time with family and friends. Rebecca P. Cohen, author of 15 Minutes Outside, 365 ways to get out of the house and connect with your kids.
Now that kids are back to school, I try to make the most of our time by gathering around the grill for dinner. On school nights, the kids bring their homework outside while I grill. Just look for foods that are grill-friendly and pair them with new Orida grillers. These thick-cut brown potato slices are crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside, and ready on the grill in just 15 minutes, a fraction of the time it takes to prepare a whole potato. Plus, they cook next to meats and veggies, so you can cut out trips to the kitchen and spend more time together.
Any other ways to make the most of the grill this fall?
Fall and tailgating go hand in hand. Kick off the tailgate at home with more grill-friendly foods and Orida grillers on the side. Add a game of beanbag toss while the food is grilling, and you'll score a win with your family and friends.
For more, visit Orida.com.
All right, big news today, as I suggested, is a big story from the world of television about a big star, the former star of Mork and Mindy, who got his lead as Mork, Robin Williams.
Love him.
Is now thinking about returning to the small screen.
To do what?
Apparently, he and David E. Kelly have gotten together. CBS is circling around this show, which is untitled, set in the world of advertising. Apparently, David Kelly penned the project with Williams in mind. He wrote the pilot, then he called Robin Williams. Robin Williams read the pilot, likes it. He hasn't been on a television show other than as a guest for 30 years.
Wow.
And that was only a 4 or 5 season thing, wasn't it?
Mork and Mindy, yeah.
Pam Dauber, wasn't she?
I fell in love with him in Mork and Mindy. Yeah. I've always been a huge fan. Yeah. Yes. Have you ever seen him on Inside the Actors Studio?
No.
Oh, interviewed on there. He's like, he's just nonstop. It's amazing watching his brain. Like, it just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
It's something.
Now, you know what Mork and Mindy came out of, right? What show it spawned off from?
Oh, no. It was, no. Well, yes and no, but I don't remember. So,
Happy Days.
Happy Days.
With Richie Cunningham.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So here's another story from that era, Richie, as long as we're talking about that era of television. On this date in 1974, the Brady Bunch came to an end. Started in 1969.
I'm trying to remember how
on the same
ended.
Day it began, it ended. In, let's see, how 5 years. How did it start? Robert Reed was the widower. Three sons, Barry Williams.
Well,
and
here, I have the whole story right here.
Here's the story.
A lovely lady. Who was bringing
Florence Henderson.
She's bringing up three very lovely girls.
Yeah. Mrs. Brady.
Like their mothers.
Maureen McCormick, Eve Plum, and Susan Olsen.
Yep.
Right? And then there was the housekeeper, Alice.
Alice.
The family dog.
Tiger or Champ? Tiger.
Yeah.
Tiger. Yeah.
That was one of the things you didn't miss on Friday night. And it was on this date that came to be. 51 after.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Ken Kronhaus, one of the medical experts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here to review some of the important medical news of the week. There are people who are suggesting Neil Armstrong may not have needed to die. The blame pointing at healthcare and how things perhaps could have been taken care of better, Ken. What's your read on the passing of Neil Armstrong and the care that he was given? Was this something that could have been avoided?
Well, he's age 82. He had bypass surgery. And I would have quoted him, as most heart specialists would, before going into that surgery, if he was in otherwise healthy condition, Doug, a 2% chance of not surviving the operation.
Yeah.
And as you get older, the likelihood of complications when you do bypass surgery just increase. And there are a number of complications. Bleeding, heart rhythm disorders are most common. Less likely is a heart attack. You can also have kidney failure, infections of the surgery wound, temporary memory loss or muddled thinking, and even a stroke. And unfortunately, when you hear 2% going in, it doesn't sound bad, but if you're 1 in 50,
one of the 2%.
It's everything.
It's not good. I shouldn't chuckle about it, but it just seems that there are a lot of people who have said, you know, there were many different ways of handling this problem, and it wasn't handled properly at all. So it doesn't do him any good now, no matter how you shake it out. All right, let's go to the other end of the spectrum, young people. The Teen Health Update, continuing to look at things that are important for you as parents to know about what your teenagers may be getting into, like pot and smoking tobacco products, et cetera, et cetera. What's the latest there, Ken?
Mom and Dad, get your teenagers around the radio. This is out of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week. It doesn't get any better. Teens who routinely smoke marijuana risk a long-term drop in their IQ. The researchers did not find the same IQ dip, Doug, for people who became frequent users of pot after 18. It just seems that marijuana is especially harmful to the developing brain.
So that tells you the brain is like the body. You're also told not to start lifting weights or try to become a bodybuilder until you're after the age of 18, because your body hasn't grown and it will hurt the bones. It sounds like your brain isn't fully developed either. Is there magic like on your 18th birthday, or is it just sort of this is a general concept?
Well, that's the age that they studied, and it seems like after that there wasn't the brain effects. But there's certainly, I don't want to be a wet rag, but there's certainly going to be effects on your lungs, on your heart.
Right.
Afterwards.
Now, that, and so to go further than that, in terms of smoking in general, which is something that parents, I don't know how parents let their children, and people say, well, who lets? They're your children. How can you let them smoke? Anyway, what happens?
European Society of Cardiology Congress this week, Doug, regular smokers age as low as 8 to 20. They have substantial artery damage that can lead to heart disease. Their arteries show signs of damage even after short duration of smoking. So you think you smoke as a youngster, it doesn't matter. It does. It leads to hardening of the arteries. You'll have inadequate blood flow to the heart. All the symptoms of that, and even heart attack.
It's craziness, craziness, crazy. Didn't we talk to somebody last week who was 24 years old and been smoking and was trying to quit or something? And
we did.
And there wasn't you. Well, I remember he was. He wanted to know if he went swimming if that would help his improve his lungs. That he could keep smoking.
Exactly.
Okay. Well. So much for those who have no common sense. Now, speaking of common sense, those of you who have problems, we're talking about people who would develop heart disease, here's a way. Ken has a, I suppose we could say this is an on-air prescription, although it's not about a drug. It's about a product that deals with people who may be eating the wrong things. Maybe you've smoked and have a high cholesterol level that needs to be dealt with.
Doug, high cholesterol, it is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower the cholesterol in all my patients. And there's this new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. And I like it because users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe, FDA-registered cardio. It's also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
And here is how you get a hold of your free 30-day trial of Cardiol. Pretty easy, actually. Go online to cardiol.net/Ken. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial. That's CARDIOL/Ken. And click on to Dr. Ken's free trial for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol. You pay shipping and handling. That's it. Or you can call 888-809-6424 for Cardiol.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.